And welcome to this licensing committee. Can I ask you please, can you switch your mobile phones on to silent or switch them off completely? Thank you. I'm Councillor Armager and I'm going to be chairing this meeting. On my left, I have Councillor Foran, and on my right, I have Councillor Pearce. Can I now go around the table and ask everybody to introduce themselves, please?
Thank you, Chair. I'm Andrew Bailey. I'm going to be clerk in this morning's meeting.
I'm Gillian McMullen. I'm the Senior Environmental Health Officer.
I'm Victoria Bagley and I'm the Development Business Manager.
Judy Wallace, Licensing Officer.
Dean Haynes, I'm representing Pepe East in Stafford today.
Thank you very much.
Simon Turner, Legal Services Manager, advising the committee this morning.
Thank you very much. Julie, I think it's your place now to put the details forward, the details of the application, please. Thank you.
Good morning. This is to consider an application for a premises licence for Pepe's Perry Perry, 176 Stone Road, Stafford, ST16, 1 November Tango. On the 29th of September 2022, the Council received an application for a premises licence for Pepe's Perry Perry, Stone Road. This process was restarted from the 30th of September due to a previous application being unadvertised in a local newspaper. The application is for a late night refreshment licence, therefore to increase the hours of opening from 2300 to midnight, Sunday to Thursdays, and 0100 Fridays and Saturdays. The premises licence holder of the premises is Mr. Javid. There have been two representations from responsible authorities, namely Planning and Development and Environmental Health, during the consultation period of this application, which ended on the 27th of October 2022. The documents relating to the application and the representations are attached as an appendix. The recommendation is that the licensing subcommittee considers the application for the premises license and considers whether to grant the license as applied for.
Thank you very much for that, Julie. Right, can I now ask, Julie, you're going to go first? Or
yes, no problem.
Julie's going to go first. Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Pepe Piri Piri is a fast food business and it's located on the corner of Stone Road and Walden Avenue in Stafford. It operates as both a takeaway and a restaurant and it's got internal seating for a limited number of customers. It's in a residential area and is surrounded by residential properties on all sides. Directly above the takeaway is a residential flat, which is understood not to be connected with the business at the moment. And we don't know whether there's any sound insulation that's been put between the takeaway and the flat above. To the right-hand side of the takeaway is 1 Walden Avenue, which is a domestic property, a house then. To the left-hand side of the takeaway is Mariner's Fish and Chip Shop, and above that are domestic flats as well. To the front of the premises on Stone Road, there's limited outdoor space for customers and delivery cars and bikes to park up. So there's not any assigned car parking for using the takeaway there. The opening hours of the nearest takeaway, which is Mariner's Fish and Chip Shop, which is next door, is 9 o'clock in the evening, Monday to Saturday, and it's also closed on Sundays. There aren't any other takeaways in the immediate area then. It's just Mariner's Fish and Chip Shop and Pepe Piri Piri's. Now, as complaints have already been received by Environmental Health regarding the activities at Pepe Piri Piri, with complainants saying that they're being disturbed by noise from the premises. We've had complaints about roller shutter doors coming down and customers and staff at the premises beyond the 11 o'clock time that the business is currently open. Public nuisance is a broad concept which concerns how the activity of one person or business affects the rights of another. For example, the noise escaping from licensed premises can interfere with another person's right to sleep. The degree to which activities are likely to cause public nuisance depend on a number of factors. So we consider the time of day or the night the activities are taking place. So in this case, the application is to extend the hours until midnight, most of the week, and then 1 o'clock on Fridays and Saturdays. So the extension in time is likely to have impact on the nearest domestic properties and the residents there. How frequently this change is likely to take place? The application is proposing to extend hours on every day, so there's going to be an impact across the week on residential properties nearby and the occupants of those properties. The premises of Pepe Piri Piri is in the middle of the residential properties, so it's going to impact a number of them. It's not just going to be one property that could be impacted by the noise. We look at the design, structure and layout of the premises. And the premises, as I said before, is on the corner of the Stone Road and Walden Avenue, with one entranceway, limited outdoor space for customers and delivery cars and bikes to park, and it's likely to have people congregating at the front of the property when they're having their food before they bought it and after they've purchased it. So, environmental health have concerns regarding the licensing objective, the prevention of public nuisance, for the hours and activities requested in the application. It's the opinion of Environmental Health that the extension of the opening hours until 1 o'clock on Friday and Saturdays and until midnight on all of the other days isn't appropriate in this instance, as it's likely to cause public nuisance to local residents. As I said, this could be due to customers congregating outside the premises before and after they've bought food, from vehicle noise and customers' delivery drivers coming to and from the takeaway, and from customers visiting the premises.
Thank you very much for that. Would you like to,
Chair,
Mr. Higgins, question this? Yeah, okay. Yeah, so regarding the flats above, they're owned by Pepe's directly. They're only ever used for storage. There is nobody at or in them flats above, it's purely just for storage. We have submitted to the council not in use, and just purely for storage. I think there's been a bit of confusion, and I'll first admit it, regarding Mr. Javid. His English is he's very, very poor. So I've never been dealing with Pepe's inquiries on behalf of Mr. Javid. Regarding the parking, there is parking at the, directly at the front of the shop, so there is parking there. What I would say is, in terms of it's based on a very busy main road, so there's going to be some an element of traffic noise with the residents anyway within that area.
So, Mr. Haynes, you sort of need to ask questions at this point.
Oh, sorry.
Yes. So, if you could ask me some questions.
No problem at all. I do apologise. I'm so sorry. Very well. In terms of complaints, Pepe's have never been aware of any residential complaints at all at the property. Any reason why that is the case?
I find that strange because one of my officers visited and spoke to Mr. Javid in person. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have we got on record?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Brilliant. So I'm not aware of that.
Any more questions?
That's all. Thank you for joining me.
Right. Have you got any questions?
Yes. What's the volume and of the complaints? How many and how frequent are the complaints?
Yeah, we had the complaints earlier in the year, and the complaint was mostly to do with the roller shutter coming down, and then I think there was a cleaner.
Did you say complaint or complaints?
Complaint. So right. For us to look into things, we only need one person to be affected.
Right.
We don't need to have a whole group of people then to consider things. So this person had said that they were being disturbed by the roller shutter coming down, a cleaner coming backwards and forwards, early hours of the morning, 2 or 3 in the morning. So as I say, my colleague spoke to Mr. Javid about these things then. They were stopped, but it's just to bear in mind that if we're considering extending the times of this to midnight and 1 in the morning, they're likely to be disturbed by that kind of activity then, with people coming and going, doors closing, roller shutters coming down later.
Can I ask, please?
Yes, yeah.
If there were complaints prior to that, is that the only one?
That's the only one that I know of, yeah, from when Mr. Javid has been in charge of the business then, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you any complaints about parking? Is there any double yellow lines around there, or are you aware of that situation?
We haven't had any complaints about parking. That might not well come to environmental health, because it wouldn't be something that we'd look at.
I just wondered whether there was any issues there.
No.
I don't know if it's my place to speak, but planning about concerns raised about parking.
I'll come to you in a minute, yeah, okay. Councillor Foley, have you got any questions you'd like to ask?
No, I'd like to come on to the parking, but that will be later by the sound of congregation, you talked about people congregating outside, which I assume they're doing now, but you don't seem to have had any complaints about that.
That's it. I think if it's the time of night, so as the night progresses, you're more likely to have people gathering then outside these kinds of eating establishments as they purchase their food, and then they want to have, you know, a chat amongst themselves before going. With the residential properties that are nearby, they're very, very close to where the entranceway is. So we won't want the local residents then to be disturbed by these people, you know, outside of the property.
Okay, so your concern isn't about a current situation, it's about what may happen
should
the licence hours be extended.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned that there was no insulation between the floors, between the takeaway and the flat above.
That's, yeah.
And are you aware that the flat above is just for storage?
We weren't until just now. I think when my colleague visited and spoke to Mr. Javid, I think as he said, his English isn't particularly
That's
great then. So my colleague was of the belief then that the flat above was in use but not connected to the premises then.
Yeah. Do you know how many flats there are on the side of it? You know, I'm not aware of the household situation above the area.
Pepe Piri Piri is on the corner. So you've got Stone Road and Walden Road, and then I think it shares the party wall on Walden Road with a property there, so a domestic house. And then you've got, to the left-hand side of Pepe Piri Piri's, you've got Mariner's Fish and Chip Shop and a hairdresser's, both of which have flats above them. So you're talking very short distance between the entranceway to the takeaway and the flats there.
Can I also ask you how well it was advertised about this wanting an extension on this premises?
I'm not sure that licensing would know about what was organised, and you could ask, you can ask the applicant if there's a chance to
You
mentioned the shutter doors having been a problem on occasions, but there was a conversation.
Yes.
And did that conversation result in that issue going away?
It did, yes.
So what conclusion do we draw about those shutter doors?
So what my colleague asked was that they weren't being used after a certain point in time. Our concern is that if we are extending the time frame of the licence then, so that it can go up until midnight or 1 a.m, that it's going to eke out and they're going to use those beyond the time that my colleague agreed with them. And they are noisy when they do come down.
Okay, so they're still making a noise. They haven't replaced them or used them in a different way. It's just the timing that we're talking about again.
Yes.
Okay.
Any more questions?
No?
Right, can we ask Ben for Joe to give a presentation, please?
It's really
So, just firstly want to mention that the incorrect application number has been added to the objection from planning. There's a typo on that. It should be 21 34875
COU. Can you show us where that is on the screen?
Just at the top on the email from myself, it says under Planning Commission 21 34785, but it should be 34875. Just a couple of digits.
34875.
34875.
Page 22. Yeah, thank you.
So this business is Planning Commission on the 17th of March 2022 for change use from ground floor E retail to EB restaurant with ancillary sui generis takeaway with new shop front and extract canopy to the rear. As part of this planning permission, condition 9 restricted the permitted opening hours for the premises. This condition notes that the premises is not to open after 2300. The reason for this planning condition being imposed in planning terms was to safeguard the amenity of the area. And this was due to concerns that later opening would likely to cause noise disturbance from customers visiting the premises.
Can you shut up a little?
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
As well as noise from customers congregating outside the premises before and after buying and taking food. Later opening outside hours could also cause more traffic noise. So we would request that the open hours remain as is. If this licence was to be granted, a planning application would be required to vary that condition, and that would be assessed in line with local and national planning legislation.
Is that complete?
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. Mr. Hayman.
No questions.
No questions. Councillor Pearce.
So the planning application was approved when?
17th of March 2022.
Okay. Are there any objections to the restrictions that were being placed on that?
From the applicant, they wouldn't generally get to object to those. So they are part of the planning permission where they need to then discharge conditions generally or fall in line with them. I'm not aware of that any issues were raised by the applicant. I think it was on the planning application they'd requested the hours and then they were set by condition.
No, I just want to clarify, I did understand that, so they would have to apply with a new planning permission to vary the hours.
Yes, so it's a variation of condition application,
yeah.
So it's not a whole new application, it's just to vary that certain condition or multiple conditions.
Yeah.
Come back to the parking situation, you know, did we put any restrictions or put any conditions in when it was put in about carpet?
Yeah, so condition 10 of this same planning application stated that the development hereby permitted shall not be brought into use until further details of the design of the exterior frontage fallout shown on drawing number 1.0 site and location plan has been submitted for the prior written approval of the local planning authority. The bollard should thereafter be carried out in accordance with the approved plans and details and shall therefore be retained as such for the lifetime of the development. So they then discharge that condition with the detailing of the bollards at the front. However, we are aware that those bollards are being, they're kind of movable so you can put them down, and they are being put down to allow people access to park in the area that they're not supposed to.
But that's not just for the takeaway, is it? Probably for the fish shop as well. I mean, I'm just thinking that parking area. It's not just solely for.
I couldn't say. I think it's Pepe's that own the bollards, so they would have access to move them. But I wouldn't know to say who was parking on there specifically.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you for that. Right, Mr. Haynes, would you like to put your own in?
So the application according to Pepe is to open an additional 1 hour and then an extra 2 hours on a Friday and Saturday. Notoriously, I hear the concerns around the room. What I would say is the restaurant market now is the most challenging market, hospitality industry is the most challenging probably market within the UK at the moment and around the world, where we've been hit by a number of times during COVID and the pandemic. That being the case, if you go back 3 years ago, majority of restaurants were serving 50-50 or probably 60-40 in terms of eating to the delivery market. The Just Eat, Uber and the Deliveroo market now have rapidly increased to probably 75 to 80% in delivery. That being the case, that's the only reason why Pepe's want to continue trading to the Metros to capitalise on the takeaway market. The concerns regarding antisocial behaviour outside the shop is the one complaint, I believe, and Mr. Jaffe obviously addressed that complaint. Regarding the parking, we're unaware of any additional parking concerns around there. Barriers have not been removed so customers can park. But we've got CCTV evidence of individual youths on one occasion removed the ballards out of the ground. Due to antisocial behaviour, and that was in broad daylight, not of an evening too. The accommodation upstairs is not used for people to live there. It is solely just beautiful storage. And may I add, the people in the businesses next door and the house next door have not complained at all. We've had zero complaints regarding any noise regarding Pepe's.
Hi. So you were saying that you've got Just Eat and Deliveroo. How many? What proportion of your business would be through those companies?
It's 75 to 80%.
Okay, so that would be a 75 to 80% increase in traffic then, to and from.
Not necessarily. It can be. What we've noticed in the industry is people now no longer want to come out. They just enjoy it in the comfort of their own houses.
Yeah. So with the delivery vehicles though, from Just Eat and Deliveroo, with those drivers.
Yeah.
It would be an increase with 75 to 80% of those type of drivers coming backwards and forwards between midnight and one. Then.
Not necessarily. Drivers take multiple orders. You know, Just Eat, Uber Eats no longer do the one drop and come back again. They'll take multiple orders at one time, so obviously be more efficient.
Okay. So, what kind of vehicles are they using at the moment? Is it small bikes or
small bikes and small cars?
Okay. And whereabouts are they parking up to?
They park right next to the chip shop.
Okay, so above the chip shop there's the flat.
Yeah.
So there would be an increase from noise from those?
Notoriously, that time of night, you're not looking at massive increase of traffic. You're probably going to serve an extra 20 customers a night. Mm-hmm. Potentially, that's one person going back 10 times for one order. Again, it is directly in the shutter what separates us from the chip shop. So the noise around there will be minimum.
Right. All I'd say is, as the hours progress, the traffic on the road decreases, then so you're going to have less cars passing. And if you've got an increase in the bikes or cars parking up, starting up, going, there is going to be an increase in noise from those kind of things then as they're picking up the orders, which may well be louder then, after 11. Is he proposing to open until midnight and then 1 a.m. Just thinking about those residents nearby then. So how would you mitigate against that then? What kind of things would you put in place?
Again, we can certainly look at limiting the amount of drivers, obviously, that are on scheduled shifts at that time of night. We can also ask them to, we can bring the orders to the car. So in terms of the vehicle will not have to be started and stopped continuously. So in terms of that, what we can do is at Pepe's, we're happy to work with you guys, not against you guys, obviously on the committee. That's kind of where we're kind of ultimately, it's a busy environment, so the car's not going to be there revving the engines for 15, 20 minutes. It literally is a quick pit stop, 20 seconds in, get out, and then get the order on the way again. And to my understanding, and I went past there this morning, all the properties above the chip shop are double glazed. I'll just double check.
Any more questions?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Would you like to have a question, Mr. Hill? You've got no more questions. No questions for him. Right. Can I ask you then, Mr. Haynes, you said there's storage the flats above.
Yes.
That could change any time. You could decide, is the flat owned by?
It's owned by Pepe's and that will never ever be changed.
That will never ever change?
No.
So you need that for storage
Yes.
Right, okay. Why do you feel, I think you've explained a little bit just about the planning application that was granted to the Hot Pass 11. Why do you think you want to change it? I think you've explained it a little bit.
So in terms of
a bit more depth.
Yes, certainly. In terms of, if you look at the revenue coming to the site into the restaurant now, the restaurant opens at 11 in the morning to 11 at night.
Mm.
If you look at the last two trading hours, they're the busiest trading hours currently in the business. And if you look at the sales in the last 15 minutes, between 10:45 and 11 o'clock, that again, even busier. There's an opportunity there to continuously grow sales and support the hospitality industry. But in terms of for us as a business, we close at 11 o'clock with the needs that more customers naturally wanting to order from ourselves. And we have to shut the doors and stop serving because of the sheer volume of orders coming through. So we're not allowed to continue to serve after 11 o'clock.
Okay. Have you taken into consideration the health and well-being of the people that live around there when you've, you know, when you're asking for this application to be accepted?
Absolutely, more absolutely. I mean, you know, to your colleague's point over there, we've had one complaint in, you know, 8 months, 7 months. We've not had a vast amount of complaints at all. If we had a number of complaints, I'd understand that. I think your colleague spoke to Mr. Javid on that one occasion where the shutter was an issue, and we addressed that situation immediately. So in terms of, yes, we have.
Right, okay. Councillor Pearce, have you any questions?
Thank you, yes. Has Sir Janet spoken to the residents living next door about this application?
Yes, so in terms of, Mr. Javid's got a group of team around him, and we do speak to, we get on with all our neighbours. A lot of neighbours are our customers, and we get on with them extremely well. When I had a meeting with Mr. Javid last week and his team, I asked that question directly: are we having any direct complaints? Do we get on with our neighbours, etc., etc.? And they were positively overwhelming. Yes, was the answer.
Okay. So, but what about this application to extend the hours?
Yeah.
Has that been
that has been a question?
And
absolutely,
discussed?
Yes. Absolutely, with our neighbours.
You have heard that most of the concerns so far have been expressed in terms of potential public nuisance.
Absolutely.
I have a couple of questions relating to that. The first is on the submission on page 13 of the document I have in front of me, where it talks about the prevention of public nuisance.
Yeah.
And very little has actually been put in here to.
In terms of public nuisance, the reason why the cell problem is in there is due to there's very little, there's no incidents at all. I wasn't aware of that one incident, I know with Mr. Javid. In terms of issues in the restaurant, there's been no antisocial behaviour in the restaurant, there's now been no need for any police to call that in the restaurant. The restaurant is covered by CCTV, and there is an incident book in the restaurant. When I was there last week, I looked at the incident book, it's completely empty, there's no incidents at all. The staff are fully trained on how to deal with the incidents within the restaurant, but I add to that, it's not an establishment where you come to where we sell alcohol. Obviously, the owners are of Muslim, and obviously that's forbidden in there. Obviously, forbidden. And then in terms of obviously, it's more of a family restaurant. I understand the concerns you're making. But that late night is really going to be for takeaways, not any antisocial behaviour at that time of night. And in the previous month it's been open, there's been no evidence at all of any antisocial behaviour at all in that establishment.
Yeah, I think my concern was more that you've answered just now in relation to the current hours, but not the extension of the hours.
Absolutely.
So the question really is why this hasn't been filled out more fully, I suppose. And you can talk about noise inside the establishment, but really what we've heard expressed here is a concern about noise from people
congregating
or arrival and departure.
Well, what I would say is there's no evidence of anybody congregating outside at 11 o'clock at night or 10:30 at night. So where, to your point, at 11 or 30, you know, there's an increase of, there's a decrease of traffic outside. There's not going to be an increase of footfall outside the shop with a decrease of traffic. They've got to come from somewhere. So in terms of, from our point of view, it will all be delivery based. There's not going to be no congregation at all. There's not a congregation at 10:30 at night, 11 o'clock at night. So I don't know where they're going to come from at 11:30 at night.
Okay, and the other point is about the owner's openness to accepting certain conditions.
Absolutely.
For example, we've heard, I think, expressed a concern that if cleaners come in the middle of the very early in the morning, you know, in the middle of the night, then it's going to disturb neighbours.
Yeah.
And then we've heard about this shutter and the closure of the shutter.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so will the owner be open to conditions?
Absolutely. So the owner's happy to work with you on the conditions. I may add, obviously, we've only had one complaint we got on the shutter, no further ones. I believe Mr. Javid then, from the conversations with Omar, the store manager at the time, I know there's been some kind of issues regarding the cleaners coming more time they're going, and they've moved a lot around. I wasn't aware if that was regarding the complaint. So I know they've moved already the cleaners to a different time of day now, so they're coming and don't interfere with any other residents in the area.
Thank you.
Can I just come back to the flat above?
Yep,
I know it's storage and everything,
yep.
That sound travels.
Yep.
So I'm thinking that the flats have got the storage and then you've got the flats at the side and that. Have you not considered, or have you considered putting this delay? Something in there, you know, to stop the noise travelling, because those people on either side must be hearing that.
There would be no noise upstairs to travel out. So in terms of, there would be no noise upstairs. It's just simply an office upstairs, and it's paper stock upstairs. That's all there is upstairs.
There
would
be no noise from the actual premises.
When you're up in the storage areas above the shop, you can't hear downstairs at all. It's all been soundproofed, to my understanding, it has. And in terms of when you're in that upstairs in the office, and I've been there a number of times, you cannot hear anything at all downstairs, at all.
Okay, thank you for that. Thank you. So you've no more questions?
I was just going to say, when my colleague visited,
yep.
She did ask for evidence of the soundproofing taking place. Nothing
yep.
ever came through.
Okay.
And the gentleman was confused about what it meant as well. So
okay, nothing at all. I think there is a language barrier. I'm not going to deny that. There's been obviously a massive language barrier. I think there's been a number of issues regarding the language barrier there. I've made a point of that, and I will come back to yourself regarding that.
Okay. And then, just one more thing. You were saying that you've seen an increase in the number of orders that are coming through late on. Then
yeah.
You were saying that it's not going to be a massive increase in traffic, but you've got a lot of orders coming through.
Certainly, so I have that question quite easily. So in terms of a restaurant can quite easily spin 30 to 40 orders around with minimum drivers. You're not going to see a massive footfall of families or individuals entering the restaurant. When a restaurant does deliveries, a driver can go up to four. Uber now and deliver just it will take two orders at a time. If we was to use our own drivers can take four or five orders at a time. So minimum drivers are needed to fulfil the needs that of them orders. Hence the reason why, Just Eat, Uber and the likes now are just so obviously viable, because there's multiple drops. They've obviously got bags in the car, and obviously they can do multiple drops. There's been now. I've been there a number of times and I've not seen any antisocial behaviour at 10:30 or 11 o'clock. And I understand your concerns right, in terms of there's going to be less traffic on there, so the noise is going to be there. But we're on a main road. There's going to ultimately, in the surrounding areas, you'll know yourself, it's an industrial estate. Also in the surrounding areas of there.
Ooh.
I don't quite agree.
I'm not sure on that one, sorry. you're in the middle
there's,
of...
There's factories around the back.
You're in the middle of a residential
That's
street
correct.
There.
What I'm trying to say is the main road, there's factories around the back of all them estates, not many miles away, within a handful of miles, you've got factories. So ultimately, you've got the M6 on one side. Lorries are naturally going to use that as a go-through route. If you go there at 11 o'clock tonight, I'm happy to meet you at 11 o'clock tonight. I can get up and prove to you there's lorries up there.
That's
I've been there and I've done my research up there.
That's very kind, but I'm not going to take you up on it.
No, I'll come for a coffee then.
With the business, it is in the middle of a residential area.
Okay.
So my concern is, as the gentleman's saying, yeah. if you've got, say, 30 more orders that come in at 11 o'clock, if there's three or four orders per vehicle, that's umpteen vehicles then within that hour between 11 and midnight or 11 and 1. So there is going to be an increase in traffic there that's going to cause noise just from
Can I ask them, that you pull your representation together and no more questions,
sorry.
No more, just bring your
yeah.
representation all together and have you got anything else?
No, that's it, sorry.
You've nothing else to
no,
say?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Could I just mention, you said about the flat above is just for storage.
It is.
And it won't be used as a flat anymore.
That's correct.
Are you looking to change the use of that then? Because I'm guessing it has residential
it's
currently.
It's recently been changed last week, I believe, to, and we've submitted to the council about that information. Can I just make one point, please? Sorry, I do apologise. Sorry.
What change of use?
It's so the council asked for an update on the units above. I emailed the council last week saying it's strictly only ever used for storage, and had a response off the council saying I've never been updated on their end, and therefore there's no kind of race to pay on that part of the unit. That was submitted last week.
Is that to council tax or business rates?
That was business rates.
And has
council
tax been any applications submitted to planning for the change of use?
None at all.
Right.
None. And just to the point of just one issue to environment, may I ask? Is McDonald's 0.4 of a mile away, which is 24 hours a day? How many complaints do you think they have?
They're not in the middle of a residential area, though.
But
they haven't got houses side by side of them.
0.4 of a mile away. There's no insatiable behaviour at McDonald's, and McDonald's is a massive corporate company with thousands and thousands of customers every day. And I can speak honestly, how can I on that? Because I used to be store manager for McDonald's 25 years in this area. Restaurants just do not attract. We've got stigma around restaurants attracting antisocial behaviour. It's not the case. I think we've moved on from there as an area. Maybe popular in the UK, well, have that certain stigma, maybe. But certainly, in my 25 years at McDonald's, and since I've left McDonald's a number of years ago, I deal with a couple of restaurants now. We don't experience it. It's not something I'm aware of. It seems like we're always arcing back into the 1980s, the 90s, and we've completely moved on. You know, children nowadays, pardon the pun, don't leave the bedrooms, want to take away dinner to the bedroom, and that's kind of where we are.
Have you summarised all your... Anything else you want to say?
Just one more thing, Chair, I promise.
Well, you're not supposed to be asking, go on, one more question.
It was just to say that the Homecroft pub is not too far away then. So possibly with the extended hours, as people are leaving there, they could be passing by, so you may get footfall from people passing through there.
What time's that pub up until, sorry?
Yeah. Oh, I'd have to check.
Right, have you finished summarising your case?
Yes.
Right, and nothing else more to say?
No.
Okay. Right, Mr. Haynes, can you summarise your case?
Certainly.
No questions,
no.
Just summarise your
certainly.
Position.
So we can see there's a need for the business to continue to open trade. Hospitality has been hard hit during COVID, and we're looking always at opportunities to continue to drive in our top line sales and also give jobs to the area. To my point, to the colleague above, across me, McDonald's is 0.4 of a mile away with zero anti-social behaviours. I know the franchise there very well, Sarah McLean. Anti-social behaviour is just not a thing in today's issue outside restaurants. It may be outside pubs, but that pub closes, I believe, probably 10, 11 o'clock at night, most nights. And up until 11 o'clock at night, so far, we've had one incident regarding a roller shutter and zero incidents regarding anti-social behaviour. I ask you therefore to grant the extended hours, even with conditions.
Okay, thank you very much. So, can I ask you now to exit the room?
No,
and have deliberation.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
We'll call you back in a moment.
Nothing at all, thank you.